Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America. Thank you for sharing some time with us on the program today. Now, a recent Gallup poll found that more than two-thirds of employees in the U.S. are disengaged from their work and are simply putting in their time. And that comes with a hefty price tag. Gallup also found that dispirited employees cost the U.S. economy up to $550 billion a year in lost productivity. Our guest on today's This Week in America, Danny Gutnecht, says that enormous waste of human potential from workers who lack enthusiasm for their jobs reveals a tragic disconnect between employees and management. Danny tackles that disconnect, the need for meaningful work, in his new book, Meaning at Work and Its Hidden Language. It's been called the new playbook for creating a world-class culture. Danny is CEO and co-founder of Pathways. That's an advisory firm that helps organizations tap their potential through its people strategies. He works with individuals and businesses all over the world. Danny Gutnecht, author of Meaning at Work and Its Hidden Language, joining us and This Week in America. Danny, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thanks for having me, Rick. I'm excited to be on the program.
Well, I really look forward to this discussion. It really is a book that everybody needs to read, and it's interesting in the beginning. This is really, what, a book you've been working on basically your entire life. This is a topic that's fascinated you since you were a kid and working as a teenager.
It really has. I thought that self-actualization and individuation and all these things that the deep thinkers, Plato and Carl Jung and Maslow, and were talking about was just a closet hobby of mine. And I thought I was a real-life entrepreneur, and so I loved business and I loved going out there, and I just never thought that those two interests would merge. So I would go home at night and I'd read a lot about, you know, what it took to be kind of unshackle yourself as an individual and really experience the freedom of being yourself.
Danny Gutnecht, our guest on This Week in America, author of the book Meaning at Work. You had a really interesting career choice at one point. You were recruiting. You were recruiting medical people, and you were trying to sort out exactly the match, trying to figure out the meaning that they were looking for. Talk about that experience, because that really set you on the path for this.
Yeah, you know, and it was interesting. My first step into recruiting was after I had actually built a couple other companies and sold them. I was looking for something to do. For some reason, recruiting just resonated with me. I went to work for a company out of Dallas that was recruiting physicians. And they had this, you know, process for screening folks. And it sounded a lot like they were touching on some of the things that I had read about in some of my books that, you know, I was reading with Maslow. And I realized that they were speaking different languages at different times, but I couldn't really make sense of that. And then in a short period of time, this company said, hey, we want you to go start a technology recruiting company for us. So I went and did that, and I realized that the scientific language that doctors spoke or the language that they had to do to master their skills every day was different from the language that really meant something to them. And the language that meant something to them, their meaning language, was how they connected to the skills and how they connected to these organizations and their relationships with those. And I really didn't understand that until, you know, jumping over and kind of learning a new technology language. You know, what's a T-Pop programmer as opposed to what's an invasive heart procedure.
Exactly. You're listening to This Week in America. Information on Danny and the book available at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Working off that old paradigm that employment is in exchange for time and dollars, that really is a detriment if businesses continue to think that way, isn't it?
Well, it is, because time and dollars are something that have been commoditized in society. Our business models are easily replicated. Even IP is somewhat easily replicated, or new parts of the market are found. And so the new competition exists off of human potential, creativity, all of these areas that go underneath culture, that go underneath the bigger, broader context of need.
Why is it that businesses seem to be really missing the mark? We used these statistics at the beginning of the program that are quite alarming. Why are they missing the mark? Why is there so much employee disengagement in the workplace?
Well, because we're in the middle of a revolution right now, a lot of people are missing the mark, not just in business, but in life in general, in terms of the fact that this is a meaning problem. And meaning is the way we interpret the world, we make sense of it, and what we're going to do to wake up and do about it. And so it's less to do with the emotional discharge. And so a lot of people are kind of knocking on that door of purpose and meaning right now, but they don't understand how it works. And one of the reasons that I wrote the book was, hey, there's a whole bunch of people that studied the heck out of this. What are the common themes that come up that create a structure that where we can give models to businesses to help people reconnect? And so a business can't give people meaning at work. However, businesses can create environments where people can expose that meaning and connect meaningfully to the organization and then show up from an intrinsic standpoint instead of a carrot and stick extrinsic standpoint.
Some terms that you mentioned in the book, essence mining is one, and that's Danny's website, by the way, essencemining.com. You can get information there on the book and Danny's background and what he is doing and why this is so revolutionary. Explain the term essence mining.
So essence mining is a process for organizational meaning. It's how a company can focus on meaning that is unique to itself and expose it and then get people, you know, customers and employees to connect with it. And so that process exposes the real architecture of meaning that exists within the company.
And all of that at the website, essencemining.com. You talk about the house of meaning. The title of the book is Meaning at Work and Its Hidden Language. Let's start by meaning. Define that. We throw that out there, and I think it's one of those terms that probably each individual would define a little bit differently.
Well, it is, and so there's a guy named Vijay Goswami out of Austin, Texas, that has a fantastic model called the Human View, and he defines meaning as a way of being parsing its existence. What the Human View model explains that I think is so genius to be able to use, I use it in my business, is that there's these fundamental domains of existence that we experience every day that we've mastered by switching from an authority-based system to a process-based system. And so you've got phenomena where science solves with a process. You've got rights, democracy solves with a process. And you've got capitalism, or you've got basically resources, which capitalism solves with a process. And so all of these fundamental ways of life that we've had in the past have undergone process. Well, today, you're seeing a massive shift from an authority-based meaning system. In other words, I'm going to, you know, the institution or the culture is going to tell you what the American dream is or who you should be or the way that you should live or how you should show up, to now it's individual. And that's what we're experiencing. And so the domain of meaning is actually something that we are in the midst of in human history of figuring out right now and getting the right set of tools and models to be able to actually wield it correctly.
Yeah, and it's a real interesting transformation. Danny Gutknecht, our guest in the program, if you're going to Google that, you would do Gutknecht. You can go directly to Danny's website, which is essencemining.com. Go directly there by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. The name of the book is Meaning at Work and Its Hidden Language. So give us some examples of how organizations can respond to the growing demands for meaningful work. We want more meaningful work. What can an organization do to make that possible for us?
So one of the things is actually essence mining. I'm working with a company that, you know, has locations out in Ohio and, you know, across the Midwest and down into the Southeast called Crossroads Hospice. And, I mean, we've done this for everything from aerospace but what we're doing is we're going in and we're understanding from the employee's point of view who the company is as a separate being on its journey as a network. What can be done for what meaning the employees themselves personally share with that company, and what needs to be done for the company to continue to help it express itself the best way possible on its journey. So there's a whole set of interactions and models and trainings that we do behind that, but location by location, people are starting to pick it up. They're interviewing better, they're getting better retention, and they're actually showing up, understanding the difference between, say, a business model and the fact that the business model has no intrinsic meaning, and the meaning that they should have the company. For example, the company goes above and beyond the basic equation that Medicare reimburses it for to make sure that patients and their families are taken care of in, you know, the last months or years of life. And so the employees resoundingly share meaning, saying, hey, I don't think people should die alone, and I think that this experience should be better. And, you know, and so that's where a lot of the employees personally connect to the company, but the company's got its own meaning journey to do. And now people can show up and go, oh, I share this meaning, but I don't have this parental type of relationship going, you give me my money, I give you my time, that sort of thing.
What's interesting is it seems like each company is sort of unique in their culture. The elements that create magic in one company fit another, as you say, like a bad suit. So it's not necessarily what works somewhere else, if we take it in its entirety, will work for us.
Absolutely. If you don't mind your name and you don't understand who the company is uniquely to itself, you end up with an authority-based system, which works for a very short period of time, and then all of a sudden, you know, people don't stay. It's not sustainable. People don't stay connected. And it's not vibrant or it's not dynamic.
Danny Gutnecht, our guest in the program, author of the book Meaning at Work and Its Hidden Language. You talk about the nuances of language and how that can fortify or undermine corporate culture. Talk about that. That's something that's sort of overlooked, the aspect of language and what it means. We tend to arbitrarily pick words sometimes, and it really, to other people, gives off the wrong connotation.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, if you think about it, you think about back to those four houses in the House of Meaning. Those other three houses have very clear languages. We have political language, and we use debate to deal with politics. We have scientific language, and we use a whole different set of language and symbols to deal with that. We have a resource-based language, which means goals and, you know, and marketing efforts and those types of things. But in meaning, we haven't explored that yet. But yet, three-quarters of the time when you're talking to people, they're trying to communicate something that's meaningful to them. And so that's part of what I've done in the book, is extract how to actually have a conversation with meaning, with the meaning of another being on their terms and on the terms of meaning, so that you can sync up. A good example is, gosh, I may interview you and we may have a conversation about the fact that we both really dig this idea about innovation, and then we hire one of us coming to work for another, and 2 weeks into the door, a month into the door, we're going, what the heck was that person talking about? And it's because we made too many assumptions, personal assumptions, about some of the words that were spoken. And so there's some fundamental techniques that you can use to actually get at the core of what real beliefs and values surrounding a particular concept or theme.
You talk about the fact that defining an organization's meaning is a dynamic process rather than a static one. It's sort of evolving, isn't it?
It really is. If you look at some of the greatest companies that have done a good job with their meaning, whether they were cognizant of it or whether it was an unconscious competence, you see something like Southwest, where they've gone from no frills to freedom to fly to transparency. You know, they just keep evolving what it means to their employees and what it means to their customers. They interact with Southwest. And so a lot of companies have done that. Apple, when Steve Jobs went back to Apple, he walked around the company and said, why do you still work here? What's important about it? What does Apple mean to you?
Danny Gutnecht, our guest on the program. A couple minutes left, going by way too quickly, and I knew it would. The book is called Meaning at Work and Its Hidden Language. What type of response are you getting? You're presenting something really that's on the cutting edge out there, and it makes so much sense because the worker today is different. As I mentioned at the beginning of the program, someone that was just interested in getting a paycheck to take care of basic needs. What kind of response are you getting?
Oh, the response has been really good. I mean, I just recently agreed to start working with Capital One. I'm working with them on their mission day. They're starting to see it. Large employers and small employers are starting to see all across the country, boy, how do we get people engaged? It's a problem. And I even think Gallup's numbers are lower. You know, the only thing a survey can do is kind of poke at something. But the real committedness, the real care for an organization, or somebody that actually puts their heart and soul into it, I would say those numbers are even smaller than 20 or 30%.
You know, it's something that we put a dollar, Gallup put a dollar sign on that, a dollar mark, as we were talking, like over a half, about $550 billion in lost productivity. Mm-hmm. Other surveys show that if you have an organization that's engaged, a productive workforce, you're 300% more effective than those who are not. So there really is, besides doing something for the employees from a bottom line, it really makes a lot of sense.
Profits are 340 some odd percent higher. It's amazing. And it really is. And it's not everybody's trying to solve the problem. One of the things that, you know, 20 years of research and really vetting out what this problem really was, whether it was meaning, purpose, what the right terms were, went through that whole process to try to crystallize it into, you know, 160 pages so that people could go, oh, I get the journey that I have to take now. And then everybody's kind of got to go on their own from there.
When someone is, an employee is looking at this and they're going, okay, I really need to define meaning for me. It really is something that's different, right, for each person. And you talk about, for us to do that, we really need to examine all the different aspects of our life.
Yeah, you know, most of the time people only examine meaning, and I learned this by interviewing, you know, over 300 hospice folks, is at the end of life. And I'm like, that's the wrong time. And you know, on top of that, when somebody, a family member dies, we're emotionally overwhelmed. But if you think about it, you put the two same children in the same living room, if you have kids, they resonate with different things. They cling to different things. And that's the beginning of their exploration of going, you know, what do I develop my skills around? What do I have an interest in? And that's how we go about slowly starting to have that dialogue. So if we, as individuals, go, hey, I've lived half my life, I need to go back and start to examine, I can essence mine myself and understand what I resonated with, what was important to me, what wasn't, and I'm able to crystallize a little bit more what my true interests are and where I really have an impact in the world.
And you get us thinking about those times in our lives when we were really happy. You go back to childhood and something as simple as building a treehouse is something that we poured hours and hours into. You used to work hard to get money to go buy albums, and the music influenced who you are today. And we're basically trying to go back and recapture that feeling. I built that treehouse. I didn't get any money for it, but it was something that I really enjoyed doing. It gave meaning to my life at that particular point in time. That's what we're trying to recapture, isn't it?
Absolutely. And the beautiful thing about really discovering this house of meaning is that fulfillment isn't the same thing as getting a check.
Yes.
And it doesn't mean that you don't need to pay attention to your resources, and it doesn't mean that you forego kick and tail in business and making a lot of profit. It actually enhances that. But we have to get back to that stage of going, hey, what I'm doing matters. And I need to, you know, as an individual, dig in and do those things that give me joy and fulfillment. And when I do that, I learn, I progress, and I don't feel shackled or stuck to the, you know, the hamster wheel or the treadmill that seems to, tumble people, so many people out.
It's an important book for both employers and employees. The book is new. It's from Danny Gutnecht, our guest on This Week in America. It's called Meaning at Work, and it's hidden language. Danny's website is essencemining.com. Gutnecht is spelled G-U-T-K-N-E-C-H-T. You can link on directly to Danny's website and get information on the book, which is available all across the country, wherever books are sold. You can get information by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Danny, a fascinating book. A pleasure to have a chance to read Meaning at Work and have an opportunity to talk about it on the program. Thank you for being with us on the show today.
Hey, thank you, Rick. You have a wonderful day.
You as well. Danny Gutnecht, the guest, the author of the book, Meaning at Work and Its Hidden Language. Information, of course, at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.